Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aviza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chayesara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yukasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yashuv ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloim Isfega, Nochum ben Esther, Chaim ben Yama Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'el Bas Bela, Chizki Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, and Eliakim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Mezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir El Chana. So the Mishnah is going to digress for the second time and discuss a completely unrelated halacha, unrelated to Hilcha Shabbos, another halacha related to Tumah V'Tahira. So because the digression is so dramatic, I think it's worth reviewing the paper trail just to get a sense of how we got where we're about to go. The topic of the eighth perek of Masech de Shabbos was the Malacha of Hoitzah, specifically the other cloud, which states that the only time one violates the Malacha of Hoitzah midday rice on Shabbos is if he carries a Dabar Chashuv, not just a Dabar Chashuv, but a sheer Chashuv of that thing. And the Mishnah went on to discuss different items, how much of it one would have to carry in order for him to violate the Halachos of Hoitzah. The last Mishnah mentioned a machloikis between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosi. If somebody carries a kli cheres, how big would it have to be in order for him to violate the malacha of Eitzah? Rav Meir stated his opinion and then brought a raya. He said that even though it's not a full proof, but it's a zeichel adavar from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. In other words, Rav Meir brought a raya to his opinion in halacha from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya Paraglamet. The Mishnah then digressed with the first Mishnah in the ninth perek, perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, and mentioned another halacha that not Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Akiva learned, also from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, and by the way, same perek, also perek Laman, and that was the halacha that Avodah Zarah, in addition to it being Aser, is also Tameh. On that theme, the Mishnah now continues to digress and discusses another halacha, so a third halacha, if you're keeping track, that again is learned from a pasuk. This time, it's not a pasuk in Yeshaya, but rather it's a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. Hatzad Hashava Shebehen, however, it's a halacha that's learned out from a pasuk in Tanakh. It's not a real raya, but it's a zecher l'davar. Says the Mishnah, Minayim l'sfina shi Torah. How do you know that a boat is not mekabel tumah? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Derech aniya belev yam. Pasha, what the pasuk means to say is that the root of a ship is belev yam. It's in the middle of the sea. However, the Gemara learns from here, as we'll see in a moment, that from this pasuk, we know that a sfina is not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, what's the drush? Because derech aniya belev yam pshita aniya belev yami. Where else does a boat go? It doesn't drive on the highway. It drives in the sea. Hakamash, what's coming to teach me chiddush? My yam tahor. Just like yam is not mekabel tumah, af sfina tahor, so too a boat is not mekabel tumah. Tanya, we learned to the brayse. Chananya says that I have a different pasuk. I have a different source to this halacha that a boat is not mekabel tumah. Nilmada misak. I learn it from a sack. Masak mitalto molibulurekum, just like a sack, is something that you can carry when it's full, you can carry when it's empty. Sacks were made to be carried. As a result, they usually weren't too heavy, and a sack, whether it's an empty sack, which is going to be light, but even if it's a full sack, it's something that you physically can carry. Afko mitalto molibulurekum. So too, the only time something is mekabel tumah, if it's something that it can be carried mole, and can be carried rekum. Afuke svino, de'ena mitaltelis molibulurekum, as opposed to a ship, which is something that cannot be carried when it's laden, meaning when it's full, and when it's empty. Maybe an empty ship you can carry, but a full ship would be very difficult to carry. So Chananya said, you want to know why a ship is not mekabel tumah? It has nothing to do with a pasuk in Mishlei, derech aniya belev yam. But rather, the makar is the hekish to sak. A sak is metalto moli v'rekam. So too, a boat would only be mekabel tumah if it was metalto moli v'rekam. It's not metalto moli v'rekam, and for that reason, it's not mekabel tumah. So what's this drasha of metalto moli v'rekam? The pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yud Alev, v'chayla sheyipal adam olav mehen b'moysam yitma. The context is tumah, specifically tumah sheretz. So there are eight shrotzim that are tameh. If one of the eight shrotzim lands on top of any of the aforementioned things, the halacha is those things would become tamei. And then the pasuk goes on to describe what those things are. Mikol kli eitz, whether the keli was made from wood, oy beged, it's a beged, oy or, made of hide, oy sack, or it's made of a sackcloth. In any one of those cases, the halacha is it would become tamei. So one of the things mentioned is sack. It also mentions eitz, beged, and or. And the Gemara learns that everything mentioned in this pasuk has to be similar to a sack, meaning eitz, beged, and or, are hookish lasak, hence the drasha. Just like a sack is metalto malivarekum, so too anything else is also only metalto malivarekum. Incidentally, if you would have something that's not mentioned in this pasuk, it's not eitz, it's not a beged, it's not an ar, there you wouldn't have this halacha that it has to be metalto malivarekum, because you don't have the hekish tasak. What's an example of something that's not wood, it's not a beged, it's not ar? Cheres, earthenware. That's not mentioned in this pasuk. And because it's not mentioned in this pasuk, then you don't have the halacha of being metal tamal v'rekam. We'll see that in a second. But for now, we have two drushes, two sources to this halacha, that a svin is not mekabel tumla. The Tana, the Mishnah said, it's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed, derech haniya b'lev yam. Chananya said, no, it's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, that the only time something is mekabel tumla is if it's similar to a sack. A sack is metal tamal v'rekam, a svin is not. So it's for that reason it's not going to be Tom. Says it might be now. What's the nafkamina between the Tana, the Mishnah's reason for why a Svin is not Mekabel Tumah, and Chananya's reason for why it's not Mekabel Tumah? So the Gemara says Svinah shel Cheres. What if the Svinah was made of cheres? It was made of earthenware. Man, the man you believe yam. According to man, the man that says that a svina is not mekabel tumah because we're makish it to the yam. Hanami believe yam. A svina that's made of cheres is also believe yam. So every svina, doesn't matter what it's made out of, is not going to be tumah. The man that makes a sack. According to man, the man that says that the reason a svina is not mekabel tumah, chananya, it's because it has to be similar to a sack. So we just said hanuch the chsivi gabi sack. It's only if the boat would be made out of one of the materials that are mentioned in the pasuk that is in the same pasuk as sack. There, there's a rule. The imital tellus malv. In Eloi Loi Aval Svina Shal Cheres, but as relates to a Svina that's made of Cheres, Aval Gavte Enim Tatalus Mal Verekum, that you don't have the Tanaya Mal Verekum. So the Nafkamina would be if it was a Svina that was made out of Cheres. Inami, another Nafkamina, Svina Sayardin, a Svina that was used to travel in the Jordan River. So the Jordan River is a very narrow river. So because the Yardin was so narrow, so the boats were smaller boats. Those boats were metalteles moliverekum. So the man that believe yami kun, the man that says that the reason the Svina is not mekabel tumo is because the Svina is believe yam, hanami, ani believe yami. That ani is also believe yam. At the end of the day, the Jordan River is a river. But the man that metalteles moliverekum, the man that says that the reason the Svina is not mekabel tumo is because it's not metal. This one is metal talis malivirekam. Says the Gemara. Dam Reb Chanina bar Akavia. Because Reb Chanina bar Akavia said the name. Amr Svina Sayardin Tameyo. Reb Chanina bar Akavia already said the same thing. How do you know that the Svina Sayardin is Tameyo? What's the reason for it? He said Mepnesha Toyanim Oisa Biabasha Umayridin Oisa Lamayim. Because people were able to carry the Svina Sayardin. So it's for that reason that it was Mekabel Tomo, says the Gemara. Amar Rab Yudah Amar Rab. Rab Yudah said in the name of Rab. L'oylam al yimna adam es atzmai bi beis ha-medrash. A person should never miss a day in Beis Medrash. Never miss even one daf. V'afilu sha'achas. Because you don't know what you're going to miss. Sharikam Mishonim Nishnas Mishnah Zuba Beis Medrash. Because Rav said this Mishnah was said in Beis Medrash for many, many years. Which halacha? The halacha that a svina is not mekabel tumah. But no one ever knew the reason until Reb Chanina ben Akavya came and he was mefarish it. What was the reason he gave? The same reason that Chananya gave. It's because the only time something's mekabel tumah is if it's metaltelus, malivirekum. And it came out of big nafkamina. What was the nafkamina? We saw two nafkaminas. Reb Chanina ben Akavya mentioned one of them, Svina Sayardin. What if the Svina is metaltelus, malivirekum? So Reb Yehuda said that I heard from my greiser Rebbe Rav. He said that you see from here a musser. Don't miss even one day. Afilu sha achas, because you never know what you're going to miss. The Mashal speaks out on this Gemara that really the Gemara says in other places, Chagiga daf gimel, Ein beis medrash beloy chiddush. That anytime there's a beis medrash, there's always going to be a chiddush. So says the Marsha, we know this already. Isn't this Ein beis medrash beloy chiddush? And by the way, the source to Ein beis medrash beloy chiddush comes from the Tanon, Rabbi Yudah Merav. These are Amayuraim. So Freik the Marsha, why did Amayuraim have to say something, albeit in a different nusach, that the Tanam already said? The Tanam said, Ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish. What's the point of Ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish? So it's a sprach that we use a lot. But it means something. What it means is there's always a chiddish in beis medrash. So, lo ilam al yibna adam es atzmei mi beis medrash. Va'afilu sha'achas. So what was Rab adding to what the Tanam had already said when they said Ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish? So the Marsha says, I'm going to tell you what. Because Ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish, you would think, maybe means that there's always going to be a new halacha. there's always going to be a new halacha. So let's say there was no halacha. So if there was no new halacha that was said, so yesh beis medrash b'loy chiddush, which is also the case sometimes, said the Marsha, but you know what Rav was being moisif? Over here, Rav Chanina ben Akavya said a halacha that everybody knew. Mipnei ma amr. Everyone knew the halacha that Sfina is tahar. You know what he was mechadish? Not a halacha, a tam. He gave the reason for it. He says, you want to know why it's tar? Because it's metaltelus moli v'reikum. And by the way, says the Marsha, from that reason, we learned the new halacha. Which halacha? That Sfina Sayardin, which is metaltelus moli v'reikum. So there would be mekabel tumah. So the chiddush was that don't think that the aim based medrash play chiddush always has to be a new halacha. Sometimes you can hear a new kate, a knetch, you can hear a new svara, and that's what Rabbi Yudah Marav was saying. That you see, every knetch is so valuable, because by telling me the reason why a sfina is not mekabel tumah, I actually learn a very important halacha. The halacha is that Sfina Sayardin is going to be mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Anderson said on the same note, La'olam al yimna adam es asmi beis medrash umidivrei Torah v'afilu b'shas misa. A person should make sure that he learns Torah even b'shas misa while he's on his deathbed. Shenemar zoisa Torah adam kiyamos ba'oil. And we learn from there that afilu b'shas misa tehei oisik b'Torah. Even when a person is yamos ba'oil, he's lying on his deathbed, but a person should learn Torah. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, ein divrei Torah miskayim. That if a person wants to have real hatzlach in learning, he has to be willing to die for it. An expression. The point is, you have to give it all up. Adam kiyamus ba'il. Amar Rava. Rava said, we had three lines of Divrei Agada. It's very tempting to stop here, but we have to do what we do, which is return to our regular program, which for today is the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. So again, we had a halach in the Mishnah. A svina is Tahira. A svina is not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Two reasons. The Mishnah said, Derech Ani Ablev Yam. We compare a svina to the yam. The yam is not mekabel tumah, so a svina is also not mekabel tumah. Chananya said, no, we compare it to a sack. A sack is only metatelas moli v'reikum. A svina is not metatelas moli v'reikum. Hence, a svina is not going to be mekabel tumah. My benayo, two nafkaminas. One nafkamino is, what would be if the svina is made out of cheres? If the reason a svina is not mekabel tumah is because of derech ani b'lev yam, so the svina is also not going to be mekabel tumah. If the reason it's not mekabel tumah is because it's not metatelas moli v'reikum, cheres is mekabel tumah even if it's not metatelas. Because the only time you have this condition that in order for something to be mekabel tumah, it has to be metame mol v'reikum, as if it's in the same pasuk as the sack. Eitz, beged, or sack. Cheres not mentioned that pasuk. It's not going to be a problem. Another nafkamina would be Sfina Sayardin. Sfina Sayardin was a small Sfina. If the reason the Sfina is not mekabel tumah is because it's a boat, because it goes b'lev yam, so the Sfina Sayardin also goes b'lev yam. If the reason it's not mekabel tumah is because it's not metalteles moli v'reikum, this Sfina is metalteles moli v'reikum. So we just mentioned the halacha related to metalteles moli v'reikum. And that is, according to Chananya, a boat sometimes is mekabel tumah, sometimes it's not mekabel tumah. If it's in metalteles moli v'reikum, and it's not made of cheres, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. If it is mitaltelos moli v'reikum, then it will be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara now is going to discuss what the exact definition of mitaltelos moli v'reikum is. Specifically, what would be if it's something that I physically can't carry? It's too heavy. No human can carry it. However, there's a way to move it. Your shvarim, for example, your oxen can carry it. Would that be enough to make it metaltelos moli v'reikum? Or do you need that humans should be able to be metaltel it? Now, the truth is, this discussion of what the definition of metaltelos moli v'reikum has nothing to do with Shitas Chananya. Really, it's a general discussion, because the rule of Dumya de Sak, that the only time eitz is mekabel tumah, the only time Ur and Beged is mekabel tumah is if it's metaltelos moli v'reikum, is true according to everybody. Everybody holds it this halacha. And if that's the case, it's a general question. What is the definition of being metaltelos moli v'reikum? The reason the Gemara is posing this discussion according to Chananya is because in this sugya, it was Chananya that said that if a boat would be metaltelos moli v'reikum, it would be mekabel tumah. So let's define what metaltelos moli v'reikum is. But it's true. In other sugyas, this question would be a very legitimate question, Even according to the Chacham, says the Gemara Amar Rav Chananya. According to Chananya, Tiltol Ayidei Shvarim Shmei Tiltol. If you have something that can be carried, but it can only be carried through Shvarim, it's considered that Mitaltelos Moli V'Reikum, and the halacha is it would be Mekabel Tumah. How do I know that? The Tanan, so he learned it from a combination of two Mishnayos in Meseches Kelim. first Mishnah is Shalosh Agolei Seif. The three types of wagons as it relates to Tumah. Asuya ki katedra, if the wagon is like a chair, meaning you can sit on it, Tmei Medris, then if a Zav or a Zav or a Nida, Metzaira would sit on it, so the chair would become Tamei Tumas Medris. Kemita, let's say it's like a bed, Tmeya Tamei Meis. So it's not Tamei Tumas Medris. A bed doesn't become Tamei Tumas Medris, but for another day. But it is a Keli, and because it's a Keli, it's Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, it'd be Mekabel Tumas Meis. Shalavonim, if the wagon was made of stone, or it was a wagon that was used, Rashi says, L'hoylich ba'avonim, to transport stones, then the halacha is to hoyre miklum. It wouldn't be Tamei at all. Meaning, it's not Tamei Tumas Medrash, and it's not considered a keli either. The reason it's not considered a keli is because there were holes, Rashi says, on the bottom of this wagon. And it didn't have a proper base kibble. So if it didn't have a proper base kibble, didn't have a proper receptacle, so it's for that reason it wasn't considered a keli. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that there are times that the wagon that was used to transport stones would be mekabel tumah. The yeshba base kibble, remind him, if it has a base kibble that's big enough that it can hold, at the very least, pomegranates, tamei or tamei meis, then it would be tamei tumas meis. Why? Because then it does have a base kibble. So Rabbi Yochanan says that if you have a wagon that was used to transport stones, this very large wagon, as we're going to see, as long as it can hold pomegranates in it, the holes on the bottom are not too big, then the halach is, it's a keli. If it's a keli, it would be mekabel tumas meis. If it comes in contact with a meis, it's going to be tumas. Says the Gemara, there's another Mishnah. Shalish tevei same. There are three types of boxes, three types of chests, as it relates to tumah. Tevei shepischa mitzida, a chest where the opening is on the side. So the opening of the box, usually you think of it being on top. This one's on the side. Then the halach is, tmei medris, it's tumah tumas medris. If a zav would lie on the top, it would be tumah tumas medris. Why? Because being that the natural way of this box is to have the opening on the side, not on top, if the Zav lies on top of it, no one's going to say, Amoyed v'nasa melachteinu. No one's going to say, Zav, will you please stand up? I need to flip the box the proper way. This is the proper way. So he could lie on it. So it's Tomei Tumas Medrash. Mil my left opening is on top, Tomei Tumas Meis. It'd be Tomei Tumas Meis. V'abobim mida, but if it's very, very heavy, Tahir miklon. Then the halach is, it's going to be Tahir. Now what's the reason if the box is very, very heavy, it's going to be Tahir? The reason is because if it's so heavy, it's not mitaltelas mali v'reikam. And if it's not mitaltelas mali v'reikam, then the halach is, it's not going to be mikabel tumah. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why don't we say the same thing about the wagon? Why don't we say that the agola shalavonim, being that it's also so heavy, it was a very big wagon apparently, so it too shouldn't be mikabel tumah, because of the fact that it's not metatolos moli v'reikam. Rabbi Yochanan said that as it relates to the very large wagon, if it had a base kibble, remind him it would be tameh. Why is it tameh? Why do we say it's so heavy? Why is it different than the teva? You know what the teretz is? The teva was never carried, not even al yidei shvarim. As opposed to this wagon was carried, of course, it was a wagon, it served a purpose, it had a trend. How was it transported? The oxen, the ferdin, they used to carry it from place to place. Point is, it was carried. Now, it was carried al yidei shvarim. But you see from here, that tiltal al yidei shvarim, shmei tiltal tanu rabbanon. Another braisa that relates to this point. Medris kli cheres tahar. So we'll see more what that means in the second part of the daf. But for now, Zav, for example, that's Metami Tumas Medris. If he would sit on something that's made of earthenware, something that's a Kli Cheres, the halach is, the Kli Cheres would not become Tami. We're going to see it's a Gzeres Akasiv. The Gemara is going to bring three psukim for what the Makarta this is. Because at first glance, why not? Cheres is Mekabel Tumah, so why shouldn't it be Mekabel Tumas Medris? So we'll see more about this later. But for now, Midras Kli Cheres is Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said Afasfina. Same thing is true about Asfina. The Gemara says, my comma, what did Rabbi Yosef mean when he said Af Asfina? Amr Rav Zvid said, Hachikam, this is what he meant to say. Midris Kli Cheres Tahar. Kli Cheres is Tomei Tumas Medris. Umagoy Tomei. However, if a Zav would touch a Kli Cheres, it would become Tomei. It's just, there's no Tumas Medris when a Zav sits on the Kli Cheres. But if he touches it, there's no reason that the Kli Cheres shouldn't become Tamei. Usvina shal cheres tamei. And the Tana Kama added, again, we're adding a lot of language to this brisa. What started off as a short brisa is going to become a longer brisa. A svina that's made of cheres is mekabel tumas maga, meaning a zav that sits on a Kli Cheres tahar. Because medris Kli Cheres tahar. Zav doesn't have an ability to be metama Kli Cheres with tumas medris. If a zav touches a Kli Cheres, it's going to be tamei. A svina shel cheres, it too will become tamei if a zav touches it.
Chananya. Who holds that? Chananya does. Chananya was the one that said that the only reason a sfina is not mekabel tumah is because it's not metaltelis mali v'rekam. There's no din that a sfina doesn't become tumah. It's if it's not metaltelis mali v'rekam. Cheres is always tumah, even if it's not metaltelis mali v'rekam. That's why, according to Chananya, this sfina shal cheres would be mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yosef is arguing. He said, afasfina. What did he mean to say? Afasfina tahira. That a sfina is also going to be tahir. Kitana didan. Like the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that a sfina is never mekabel tumah. Because the reason a sfina is not mekabel tumah is nothing to do with the fact that it's not metaltelis mali v'rekam. But it's because derek sfina b'lev yam, and if that's the case, it's going to be true for a sfina shal cheres as well. The point is, this brisa, which is not clear exactly what the brisa is talking about, said Rab Zvid, you know what the hezbra and the machlokes is, that the Tana Kama holds that a sfina shal cheres is mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yossi holds that a sfina shal cheres is not mekabel tumah. In other words, the machlokes is the machlokes Chananya and the Tana Didan, and our Stam Mishnah, where Rab Yosi holds that a svina is going to be tar, even if it's made of cheres, like the Tana Didan, whereas the Tana Kama of the Braisa, he holds like Chananya. Maska for Rapapa. Rapapa asked the Kasha. He said, if that's the case, my af. He says, I don't understand the word af, because what did Rabbi Yosi mean when he said af ha-svina tahira? That a svina is also tahar, meaning a svina that's made of cheres doesn't become tame tumas maga. So Rapapa's question is a very subtle question. The word af sounds like the Chachamim said tahar. Rabbi Yossi says af tahar. This is also tahar. He's adding on to what the Tana Kama said. The way Rabbi Zvid explained this brisa, the Tana Kama never said anything about cheres being tahar even b'maga. What did the Tana Kama say according to the way Rabbi Zvid explained the brisa? He said that midras kli cheres is tahar. If a zav would sit on kli cheres, it'd be no tumas medras. Maga tame. Svina shal cheres maga tame. Rabbi Yossi says also a svina tahar also would mean that you said tahira b'maga. I'm adding tahira b'maga. But the way Rav Zvid explained the Chachamim never said tahira b'maga. They said tahira b'medras. They never said tahira b'maga. So Rav Papa had a bib kash on Rav Zvid. He says, I don't understand. What does the word af mean? Elam Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said a similar b'shad in the Braisa, but the exact opposite. Hachi kamer. Medras klicheres tar. Tana kama holds that medras klicheres is tar. Umagoi tame. If a zav would touch a klicheres, it'd be tame. Vishalates. What about if the Kaili was made out of wood, then baby midrasa, baby maga, it doesn't matter if the Zev sat on it, it'd be tami tumas medras, or if he touched it, it'd be tami tumas maga. Usfina sayardein tahira. What about sfina sayardein tahira? Meaning, even if he touches the sfina, it doesn't matter what it's made out of, it's always going to be tar, why? Kitana dida. Rabbi Yosef said, afa sfina tameya, that a sfina sometimes is tami. When is it tami? If it's made out of cheres, or if it's metatelas moli verekam, ki chananya like chananya. So we hear the af is very good, because in this case, the Tana Kama did mention a case where Maga is going to be tar. Sfira Sayardin, the Maga is going to be tar. Because in this case, the Tana Kama of this Braisa holds like the Tana Didan that a Sfina is never Makabal Tumah. If the Sfina is never Makabal Tumah, it's not even Makabal Tumah, but Maga. So there, Rabbi Yossi came to add, and Rabbi Yossi came to say that no, Afa Sfina is going to be tar. Meaning, in this in Rav Papa's understanding of the Braisa, the Tanakam of the Braisa are saying sometimes Maga is Tameh and sometimes Maga is Tahar. Maga could be Tameh by an ordinary Cheres and an ordinary Eitz, and sometimes it would be Tar as it relates to Sfina Sayaritain. So Rabbi Yossi goes ahead and Rabbi Yossi says, Af Sfina Tameh, the word Af actually works. So the point is that either way you learn this braisa, whether you learn the braisa like Rav Zvid, or you learn the braisa like Rav Papa, what emerges is that the machloikis between the Tana Kama and Rav Yossi and this braisa is the machloikis between our Stam Mishnah and Chananya. What the reason is that a svina is not mekabel tumah? Is it because derech svina b'lev yam, or is it because it's not metal telas mali v'rekam? As we mentioned, two nafkaminas, one is svina shal cheres, the other one is, if what happens if it's a smaller boat, like a svina sayardin, where it is metal telas mali v'rekam? The machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, as it relates in Yonenu, is who holds what? Does the Tana Kama hold like the Tana Didan, and Rav Yossi holds like Chananya, or is it in the reverse? Either way, so we just mentioned the braisa that discussed midras kli cheres tar. We mentioned it for the second half of the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Yemer Af HaSfina. That's the sugya that we're learning. We're learning the sugya of a Sfina being Mekabel Tumah. But we mentioned the Braisa, so the Gemara is going to do what it often does is let's digress a little bit and let's talk about the Braisa. So what was the main halach of the Braisa? Midras Kli Cheres is Tahar. So just a very brief introduction for the next part of the daf. Number one, what is Tumas Medras? We talk about it all the time, but it bears repeating. Any person that has a Tumah that emerged from its guf. Meaning the reason this person is tummy, not because he touched something, not because he went someplace, but it's because something came out of his guf. Classic example, Azav, Azava, Anida, Tzaira, his Taras comes from his guf. He has a very unique place in the laws of Tumah. One of the unique halachas of his Tumah is that he's metame Tumas Medris, which means if he sits on something that the derech is to sit on, or if he lies on something that the derech is to lie on, that thing will now become Tumah. It's known as Tumas Medris. A kli cheres also has a very unique place in halacha, meaning not all materials are mekabel Tumah in the same way. There's some materials, like glass, that's not even mekabel Tumah b'deiraisa. It's only from the Yud Ches Dvar. But different materials are mekabel Tumah in different ways. Kli cheres is very, very unique. It's a very important subcategory in the laws of Tumah. Number one, the only way a kli cheres is Tumah is if something enters the ear space of the kli cheres. Kol hasha b'soicha yitma. But if something would touch the bottom or the sides, or if it was covered, then the halach is there would be no way for the kli cheres to become Tumah. Another very unique important halacha as it relates to the kli cheres is if a kli cheres becomes tummy, you can't put it in a mikvah. Ordinarily, if something becomes tummy, or if a person becomes tummy, you put it in the mikvah and you're done with it. A kli cheres ain't lay tire of a mikvah. So what do you do with a kli cheres that's tummy? You have to destroy it. You have to kill it. Either way, says the Gemara, midras kli cheres minol in the Torah. So we're saying now that a kli cheres is not subject to Tumas Medris. So both of these ideas are going to converge. The concept of Tumas Medris and the concept of Tumas Klicheres. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Amar Chizkid, Amar Kroat, this is going to have to be learned out from a pasuk. It says, V'isha sheyiga b'mishkavei. So we're talking about a Zav who's metamit Tumas Medris. He's yiga b'mishkavei, he was lying on his bed. So we learn from there, makish mishkavei loy, mishkavei, his bed. It's his bed, of course it's his bed. What's mishkavoi? So we compare him to his bed. Mahu is tired b'mikvah. Just like the person has tired b'mikvah. Af mishkavoi, nami is tired b'mikvah. So too, the only time there's going to be tumas medris is if the bed has tired b'mikvah. Kli cheres, we just said, has no tired b'mikvah. So if it has no tired b'mikvah, it's going to be excluded from the laws of tumas medris. Very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, very similar to Joshua. It says the same pasuk by Anida. Ke mishkav nidasa yiela. And we learn from there, makish mishkava. La mahi is l'tayr b'mikvah. Just as she has tayr b'mikvah, af mishkava nami is l'tayr b'mikvah. Lafuk l'kicheres, the less l'tayr b'mikvah. So either way, very similar drasha. But the point is, Chizkia and Devei Rabbi Shmuel, they both said that a medris klicheres has no. The reason is because the only time there's tumas medris is if the thing is Islay Tyre b'mikvah. But if the thing would have no Tyre b'mikvah, then there'd be no Tumas Medrash. What's the Makar? Chizkia learned it from the Zav, Rabbi Shmuel learned it, or the Vei Rabbi Shmuel learned it from the Nida, but it's the same difference. Makish Mishkavoy Loi. Makish Mishkava La. Same difference. That we compare the Zav or the Nida to the Mishkav. The Zav, the Nida have Tyre b'mikvah, of course. So too, the only time the Medrash is going to have Tumas Medrash is if it has Tyre b'mikvah. Masiv Rabbi La. So Rabbi La asked the Kasha. Mappets b'meis minayin. How do you know that if you have a mappets, a mappets is a mat that's made of reeds. In Tumah v'Taira, reeds are treated like wood. So for all intents and purposes, this is a mat that was made out of wood. How do you know that if it comes in contact with a mace, that it's going to be Tumah Tumas mace? Says the Gemara v'dino, I'll tell you how I know. Ma pachim ketanim, shetahirim bezov, tmei b'meis, ma dech pachim ketanim, that were made out of kli cheres. Where the halacha is, that a zov has no ability to be metamit. Still the halacha is, those pachim ketanim become tmei b'meis. So mapitz, shetamei bezov, a mat, which is tmei bezov, eino din shei tmei b'meis, so certainly it should be tmei b'meis. So two things. Number one, what do we mean that pachim ketanim is tahirim bezov? A zov can't be metamit pachim ketanim. So Rashi says, yeah. The reason is, because how would a Zav be metamet? A Zav can't be metamet, pachim ketana made of cheres by sitting on it, or by lying on it, because it's not the derech bekach. So there would be no tomei tomas medrash. So you'll say, okay, maybe you can touch it, right? Very simple. The answer is, the pachim ketana was so small, these were such pachim ketanim that the Zav had no way of sticking even his smallest finger into the pach. So as a result, he has no way of touching it. What do you mean? He touches the outside. No, it's klicheres. Klicheres is kol hasha b'soicha yidma. What about tumas masa? Or Tumas Masa, you can carry it, you can pick it up. So let it have Tumas Masa. Does a Kli Cheres not have Tumas Masa? So the answer is Kli Cheres could have Tumas Masa perhaps, but Rashi says that there's a Gemara in Perek Arva Roitev that says that the only time a Keli has Tumas Masa is if it also has Tumas Maga. Esha Bolachal Maga, Bolachal Masa. But if something's not Bolachal Maga, it doesn't have Masa. I mean that there's no way to give this Tumas Maga, like we just explained, so there's no way to have Tumas Masa either. Daloch is, so Pachin Ketanim Azov doesn't have an ability to be Matama. However, Pachin Ketanim that touch a mace, of course, if it's even in an oil mace, it's going to be Tumas. If that's the case, a Mappitz, Shatomi Bezov, if Azov would sit on a Mappitz, if we'd lie on a Mappitz, that's the Derech, it would be Tumas Tumas Medrus, so certainly it should be Tumas Tumas Mace. Okay, what's the catch? What's Rabbi Lo want from this? He wants one thing. Va'amai, ha'lesle, tayre b'mikvah. Why don't we say that this mappitz has no tayre b'mikvah? So you can say, why not? It's made of wood. You can be matar wood in a mikvah. Teretz is, the only time you can be matar wood in a mikvah, is another halacha, is if it has a base kibble. But pshutei kliyetz, if it doesn't have a base kibble, is ein lo tayre b'mikvah. So what's the kasha? I have something now that has no tayre b'mikvah, and at the same time, you're telling me that if a zav would sit on it, the Zov would have an ability to be metamit. Why does the Zov have an ability to be metamit but Tumas Medrus? Meaning, I see in this Braisa said Rabbi Lo one thing. Rabbi Lo just wants one part of this Braisa. That if a Zov would sit on a mappitz that's made of wood, the halacha is it would be Tumas Tumas Medrus. The Braisa used that to teach me a different halacha. To teach me that if a mace comes in contact with a mappitz, it would be metamit the mappitz. But we don't care about that. We're not learning Tumas Mace. We're learning Tumas Zov now. Tumas Svina. So he said, what I see from here is one halacha. What I see from here is that if a Zov would sit on a mappitz that's made of eitz, it would be Tumay. If that's the case, that knocks out Chizkiyah and the way Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. Because they wanted to say, Makish Mishkavai Loi, Makish that the only time a Zov has an ability to be metama is if the thing that the Zov is being metama be medrus is similar to it itself. It has tire of a mikvah. That thing also has to have tire of a mikvah. What do you mean? If that's the case, how could the Zov who sits on a mappitz shalkanim be able to be metamit? L'chura, the mappitz shalkanim has no tire of a mikvah, because even though wood has tire of a mikvah, but not when it doesn't have a base kibble, this doesn't have a base kibble, and still you see it has an ability to be metamit. So l'chura, it's a good kasha. So how can you exclude cheres from this drasha of makish mishkavah lo, makish mishkavah lo, if you see by mappitz shalkanim, which is technically like cheres, because it also doesn't have tayre mikvah, that loch is different. Amalei Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Lo, nice teretz, shani hasam hayo v'ikka b'minoi. There it's very different. You know what the difference is? There's a difference between cheres that doesn't have tayre b'mikvah and an eitz that doesn't have a base kibble that doesn't have tayre b'mikvah. Cheres, the material, has no tayre b'mikvah. There's nothing in the world that's made of cheres that will ever have tayre b'mikvah. Wood technically has tayre b'mikvah. Wood that doesn't have a base kibble doesn't have tayre b'mikvah. But the min, the species, the material of wood does have tayre b'mikvah. It's very different. The drush is a real drush, Rabbi Chanina said. But the drush is memaik, not anything that physically doesn't have tayre b'mikvah, but anything that's made of a material that doesn't have tayre b'mikvah. So therefore, cheres is nismai, but a mappet shalkanim won't be nismai. Amalei, Rabbi Lo heard Rabbi Chanina said, and he said very dramatically, Rechmono litzlon mehai daita, the Eibishol zuch opit from Yosvara. So Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Lo the best answer. Adarabba, Rachmanu litzlam midaitu didach. I think David should help you. But time of my why? So he said, because I can back up my Svara. I actually have a Makar. The trade croaks. There's two psalms. It says, it says, if a person will be al mishkavoi, it says, v'chol ha-mishkav ashe yishkav al vazav yitmo. Meaning, Chizkiyah and the very Rabbi Shmuel's drasha was based on mishkavoi. Based on Mishkava. So said Rab Chanina, I actually have a pasuk that doesn't say Mishkava. It says Kol Mishkav Asher Yishkav Al Vazav Yitmo. Okay, it's a, what it seems to be a little bit of a stira. What's the stira? Because we just said that there's a halachic significance to whether it says Mishkava or not. So isn't there a little bit of a contradiction? So you have to say Hoketzad Yesh B'mino Yafakav the last lay tire B'mikva. Eimemine Makish Mishkava. Meaning you have to say that although there's a drasha Mishkava, but there's also the idea of a Mishkav. Mishkavah is not absolute. It's not always the way it has to be. When doesn't it have to be? Meaning, when is it true that if a Zov would sit on something, he would be metamed b'tumas medrus, even if it doesn't have tayre b'mikvah? If it's yesh b'minoy tayre b'mikvah. So Rabbi Chanina said, you see a source to my, because there is this stira, and the stira must be coming to tell me something. Sometimes you need mishkavah, sometimes you don't need mishkavah. Sometimes it has to have tayre b'mikvah, sometimes it doesn't have to have tayre b'mikvah. What's the vart? The vart is, if it's yesh b'minoy, it doesn't have to have tayre b'mikvah. If it's ein b'minoy, like cheres, then it has to have tayre b'mikvah. Rava, going back to the original question, how do we know that there's no Tumas Medrus
by a kli cheres. So far we had two drushes. We had Chizkiyah's drusha, Isha she'irgiyah b'mishkavoy. We had Rabbi Shmuel's drusha, k'mishkav nidasa yila. Now we have the third and final drusha, Rava Amar Medrash kli cheres tar mehacha. We learn it from a different pasuk. It says v'chol kli pasuach hashe ain't summit pasul olav. The halacha is Tomei. The context over there is Parshas Chukas, and the Torah over there is talking about Tumas Meis, and it says that if a Meis dies, so the halacha is all the kelim that are inside, everything that's inside the house is going to be Tomei. But the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk, qualifies it. It says if you have a Kli Cheres that is covered, it's Tzomid Pasul Olav, it's sealed tight, the halacha is that keli doesn't become Tomei, even if it's an Enoyla Meis. If it's a Kli Pasuach, Asher ain't Tzomid Pasul Olav, it's not covered, then it would be Tomei. But otherwise, it's not going to be Tomei, right? Hoyesh Tzomid Pasul Olav Taru. What's the reason for it? Because a Kli Cheres is only Tomei. So if this keli is sealed, even if it's a noila mace, it's not going to be tamei. Said Rava, mi lo yaskino di achdinu v'ishtay nido. This kli cheres that's sealed, what was it used for? Probably for everything. Now, if there's a woman in the house, sometimes she's a nida, sometimes she's probably going to sit on it. And if that's the case, for kamar, and still the pasuk says, rachmona tar, that it's going to be tar. What's the kasha? Rava said, we have a rule. You know what the rule is? Is that the only time something can be matzel from tuma is if it itself is not mekabel tumah, but if it itself is tar. But if you have a dover tameh, it can't be matzah from tumah. So if this covering of the kli cheres, this tzomid pasul, has the ability to be matzah, what's inside the kli cheres, if it's an enoyel ames, it must be that the tzomid pasul itself was tar. Frank Rabbah, how's it tar? Which house in the world has a tzomid pasul on top of the kli cheres that's tar? If a nida sat on it one time, it's tameh. It's going to be tameh tumas medris. Says Rava, aha, you know what that means? Must be that the tzomid pasul, being that it's made out of kli cheres, is not mekabel tumah. Because there's a halacha that there is no medris kli cheres tahar. Because there's a halacha that kli cheres is not mekabel. Medris kli cheres is tahar. That's, it's not tameh. If it's not tameh, that's why it has the ability to protect. In other words, what we had was really two parts of today's daf. The first half of today's daf discussed tumas sfina. The Mishnah says a sfina is tahira. We had two reasons why a sfina is tahir. One is a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, not Yeshaya Paraglamid. This is Mishlei Paraglamid. So Mishlei Paraglamid, it says derech haniya belev yam. It's coming to teach me a halacha, and that is that the sfina, the aniya, is like the yam. Yam is not mekabel tumah. Sfina is also not mekabel tumah. Chananya gave another reason. Chananya said it's not because of derech haniya belev yam, but it's because a boat has to be like a sack. A sack is metalto moli v'rekam. The only time a boat is gonna be mekabel tumah is if it too is metalto moli v'rekam. Boat is too big. It's not metalto moli v'rekam. We saw that this machlokes between the Stam Mishnah, the Tana Didana Chananya, is really a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakam as well. The machlokes Rabbi Zvid and Rabbi Papa, what Rabbi Yossi held and what the Tanakam held. But this was a major machlokes Tanam. What's the nafkamina between the machlokes Tanam? Two machlokes. Number one, what would be if the Sfina was made out of Cheres? If the reason it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's a boat, so it's a boat. If the reason it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's not Metal Tumah Verekam, Cheres is Mekabel Tumah even if it's not Metal Tumah Verekam. Another nafkamina would be, what if it's a small boat? You can carry it. Sfina Sayarde. What would be the halacha over there? According to the reason that the Sfina is not Mekabel Tumah, because Derech Haniyah B'Lev Yam, so would it be Mekabel Tumah? According to Chananya's reason, it's Metal Tumah L'Verekam. In this case, it would be Mekabel Tumah. The Gemara was so inspired by this idea that Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, "Lo'olam al yimna adam es atzmei bebeis medrash," because you see from here that a person can know the halacha that a Sfina is tar, not know the right reason, and maybe because of that, not chav that a Sfina Sayardin is tameh, according to Chananya Shita, and not know that a Sfina that's made of Kli Cheres is tameh because it's Mekabel Tumah. The second discussion of the Gemara was another obscure halacha in the world of Tumah V'Tahira, and that is Midras Kli Cheres is Tahar. A Zav, Zava, Nida, Metame Tumas Medras, Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah. However, if a Zav would sit on a kli cheres, there would not be tumas medrash. What's the makar? So at the end of the day, we had three drashas. Chizkiyah said, it says, v'isha she'iga v'mishkavay, the only time there's tumas medrash is if a person, a zav, sits on something that's like the zav himself. The zav has tayr b'mikvah, so the only time the kli cheres would be tameh is if the kli cheres has tayr b'mikvah as well. Rabbi Shmuel said something very similar. K'mishkav nidasa yiyallah. Learns the same drasha, not from the Zav, but from the Nida. What's the point? The point is, Cheres, which has no tayr b'mikvah, is not subject to the laws of Tumas Medrash. The third drasha was Rav's drasha. He learned it from the Pasuk in Parashas Chukas, that says if you have a Kli Cheres in an Oil HaMeis, if it's
Summit Pasul Aleph, if it's sealed shut, then anything that's inside of it is not going to be Tame. What was Rava's Kasha? We know the rule in Tumah V'Taira is that something that's Tame can't be Matzel from Tumah. If that's the case, isn't Milo Yaskino and the Achadino, the Ishtainida, the Kamar, and still you see that it's going to be Tar? Must be, even if a Nida would sit on it, she wouldn't have the ability to be Matamid. Why not? What happened to Tumah's Medris? The Teretz is because it's Cheres, and a Nida doesn't have the ability because there is no Tumah's Nedris when it comes to Kli Cher.